I could be the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers.
That's the lady part up there, eh?
Well, listen here, Seltzer Sister.
Get all butt hurt.
Let's exercise some demons. Let's kick some sets. Sorry, sex off the launch drop again.
Get your arse to the balcony and wait.
Excuse me, lady? You know, bend me over and have fun type of a situation. I was going to buy it for $90. They basically shit in a basket and hand it to you.
You don't have a safe.
You didn't have kills in your fig line?
Like everything's just water off a duck's back kind of thing? Like,
yeah. What are we, out of our mind right now? Robert Palmer? In association with the Shining Wizards Network, Relevant Wrestling Podcast presents Rogue Day Tots. This is episode 130. I am Handsome Kevin, and I am with my ginger bear. Arr, my puka pimp. My seltzer sister. Tropical. Tropical, how are you, man?
That one got me. That's good. That's real good. it's been a week. It's been raining incessantly, so it's my yard does not look manicured. Not that I'm trying to segue right now, like immediately, but it's just trying to find the time where it will dry out just enough to get out there and cut the grass. That has been a chore this week between that and meetings. OG started summer camp this week, so he is.
You already put him in a football camp, Tropical?
Not yet. Okay. At his school, they start football signups at like 4 years old.
That's like, insanity, Tropical. Yeah. That's absolute insanity.
That's what I was like. Is this flag? Is this what are you doing with 4 year olds? But I didn't.
I was gonna say when you were a kid, Tropical, and I don't know if it's the same there as is here. Maybe not. But it was flag up until seventh grade, right? But you could start flag football at third grade. So third, fourth, and fifth grade. Third, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. Wait. Yeah, third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade, you could play flag. Tackle starts at seven through graduation.
Bunch of lady parts up there, eh?
Listen here, Seltzer Sister. That's a smart thing for your body as a kid.
We started with 9 and 10s, and you could play at 8. Full contact, full pads.
You bunch of morons.
Light them
up. You do not light them up at that age. Yikes, man. Yikes. Yeah. You got to work on that.
Yeah, I mean, I've got the
jersey. Wait, you're a parent now. Wait, no, Tropical. Now I'm asking questions, all right? You wait to answer. You're a parent, man.
Yeah.
You sending OJ out there to get on the field?
If he wants to
play. At 8 years old?
Sure.
At 8 years old?
Sure.
How does the missus feel about this?
No idea. We haven't talked about that.
You think that's going to be a hurdle?
I think she's more inclined. She may be like, hey, let's wait until he's, you know, at this age or something like that. But, mm-hmm. I mean, I just don't want it to go from, like, if he's going to play flag football, like, they have too many of those now, like, as far as, like, then you can continue with that. If he chooses not to play sports. We've got one of his friends from the class this time, his dad is big into lacrosse and is trying to bring it hot and heavy to the area and actually has a thing to teach it. I was like, hey, I'm willing to let him go check it out. See what he likes, what he doesn't like, you know. Until lacrosse, you play the sport if you want, you know. I mean, my sport was basketball. I love basketball. I still love to go out and like shoot basketball. Me and the neighbor Angel were out in the roadway there with his basketball goal the other day while the boys were playing and just kind of shooting around like together. And I was like, there's something about that. I can't stand watching basketball today because nobody plays the defense.
Accurate.
But, you know, as far as like going out shooting, yeah, let's do this. So if Owen wanted to, like, we have a goal at the house and he started trying to shoot. He's not quite got the mastery of, like, his shot is online and straight, just not always strong enough.
Right. Well, he's a child.
Yeah. Right. He just turned five. Yeah.
No, I got to ask you this, Tropical, because you're throwing me out for a loop here. You called it the basketball goal.
Yeah.
The first person I've ever heard refer to it as a basketball goal. Is that commonplace?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Not hoop. You don't call it the hoop.
Some people do, but no, most people around here would call it a basketball goal.
Really? First time I've ever heard of Tropical. You're lighting me up right now.
Yeah.
Are you sure, or are you just putting one on for me?
I am not putting one on for you. I will send you an image from Dick's Sporting Goods, not from, you know, what you would be researching or anything like that.
I got you. Yeah, yeah. Big dick research guy. It's so weird to me. I've never heard anybody call it the basketball goal. Always the basketball hoop.
The thing, you got basketball hoop and basketball goal. What we consider the hoop is more of the rim, just the rim, where the whole thing, the whole infrastructure, backboard, rim, stand, like, you know,
the however, entire thing is the goal.
The entire thing is the goal. Yeah.
Weird. Golly. Yeah. Strange, Tropical. Strange. You know what? That can get off my lawn. I'm just gonna say that. Basketball goal. Don't like it. Off my lawn. Let's do some of that, Tropical. Let's do that. I'm already over the pleasantries. Let's exercise some demons. Let's kick some sex off the lawn, Tropical. It's been a while, right? But Daddy's home, Tropical. Daddy is home. I'm here. I'm ready. I got to clean up the yard. You got to clean up the yard. The lawn is yours, Tropical. Who are you kicking off?
People calling themselves daddy that's not good can get off my lawn.
Daddy's home.
Yeah. It'll get me madder than hell, all right?
You son of a bitch.
But hopefully this is the last time, but they're still hitting me because, you know what, in our primary election, there's some of the places that didn't get at least 50%, so there's a runoff. So I'm still getting my text, my voicemails, all of these things. And I text, so I've got a friend that we grew up with that's running. I have not received a text from one from her camp, not a voicemail one from her camp. And I said, let me tell you something, Emily. If I get a text from you, if I get a voicemail from you that's not from you, like it's from some spam number, I'm voting the other guy in, all right? And she laughed, like she found it funny. She's like, no, we didn't try to do that. She's like, we've been trying to do more of the grassroots door-to-door stuff, like just trying to, you know, give her, like, speeches and yada, yada, yada. Anyway, but yeah, all the political bull right off the lawn. People who are self-important, and I'm not going to try to go into the greatest of detail here, but there's things when, let's say, somebody is writing something and they ask, you're tasked as one of the reviewers. If you say something like is, and I'm going to change the verbiage, something is necessary or a suggestion. When you say it's a suggestion, just like, hey, you know, could you consider this? And the person says, no. Don't see it that way. Here's why. And then you get all butt hurt. You didn't just implement all my stuff wholesale. Even though I'm like, hey, it goes against the premise. It goes against what we're trying to accomplish here. It's no. Like, here's why. Here's where you're wrong. Like, I'm trying to be cordial, trying to be professional. But here's this. This is no good. This is why we can tweak it to make it, you know, take parts of yours as far as, you know, what you wanted broken up. But when you get mad and it's wholesale, it's like, hey, you said it was a suggestion.
Good to meet, Tropical.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a, hey, this must happen. It's a suggestion. And even some of those that are personal preference that they say are a must happen. Like, well, I want it this way. Well, you're not God. Like, it's one of those things that you just
Be all right, Tropico. It's one of those things where I think that, like, sometimes people are like, this is, you know, I was thinking about it this way. And they don't have, like, the nads to be like, hey, this is the way it should. You know what I mean? Like, but then, like, they want to hear feedback. But as long as the feedback is agreeing with what they said at the beginning, then you're fine. But if not, or if it's a different way, then it's you know, bend me over and have fun type of a situation. Yeah, I'm kind of with you there, Tropico. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. The people that piss poor planning on your part constitutes an emergency for me.
There is one line, Tropical. There is one line I've always firmly believed it, and it is, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And Tropical, you can say that to any one of these sons of bitches that's trying to get you out of your way because they failed to plan, Tropical. She's all yours.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's one of those things that suddenly you come to us and like, well, we got to have you do this. It's like, we did not plan. You know, God forbid we have anything else going on at work. It's busy right now. It's very busy for the next few months. And we've got new customers wanting to just come in. And yeah, we'll be ready at this time. It's like, you don't have dime one here. So I can't put you on the schedule. Until your money arrives, I can't even feign to put you on the schedule. You understand? Like, I would love to, but until you get monies, you're going to wait outside. Like, you don't have a ticket. Like,
you got to pay admission, right, Tropicals?
And when the tickets are for sale and everything and all the seats are filling up, you can't buy a balcony seat and then get the front row.
Right.
Get your arse to the balcony and wait.
That's fantastic. I love that.
It's one of those, like, the weeks, like, some of the questions I've been asked, I had to kind of, like, reset, like, wait, you just asked this. Like, wait, you really vocalized this, like, to a meeting, and I'm not saying I'm one of them, but there's been some of these meetings where there's a gentleman I work with, Dr. Little, he has forgotten more about engineering and science than I have or will ever know. The man is brilliant. He has to, like, basically short circuit himself because he's dumbing down the language in his head of when he's explaining things to you. And it's like, he's got like a certain cadence and things, but he's trying to break it down so he doesn't use a word that you're like, huh? He uses those 50-cent dollar words, you know, like things,
yeah.
And knows how to use them, know when to use them. He's one of those guys, but super nice, super humble guy. And Jack, holy crap, the man is almost 60 years old. And like, we were out kayaking, and dude is out there kayaking, and saw him like just skin off the shirt because it got hot. And it's like, oh, he's like almost 60 and like has 20-inch arms and abs. Like,
made you feel pretty good about yourself, I bet.
Yeah. Round is a shape, right? But no, it's one of those things that, like, people like he or others that ignorant children say things, and I'm just like, you said that, Dr. Little? You said that to, you know, some of the counterparts that I respect, like, in front of them? Please stop talking. Just know. But been a lot of interesting things at work. There was a lady that can get off my lawn, like riding her bike on the roadway when there's a bike path.
Yeah.
But on the roadway, with every pad known to man, even the Ahmed Johnson pad, except a helmet. This broad, I don't, like, slowing down traffic, wearing everything but a helmet.
You know, Tropical, safety is important, man. Safety is important. And if she is wearing that many pads, why not just take a couple off and get on the goddamn bike path? Right? If there's a bike path, just use the damn thing.
Yeah. No. Share the road. Share the road.
No. I don't share, like, that thought at all.
That's
what, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. Then there's a kid at the Publix, and he was mowing the grass. And the level of effort he did on a zero-turn lawnmower to mow around a political sign, as opposed to it's just the stick in the ground.
Yeah.
Pick it up as you're right there at it. Just pick it up, mow the area, and set it back down. But yeah, the effort to try to mow around it and all this stuff, and I'm just sitting there at the red light at the house, and he's at the public mowing the grass. It just flew all over me. Like, dude, reach down, pick it up, and put it back.
Now, Tropico, it could be a situation where his company has been advised not to move or remove anything. That could be a thing, right? Just a little devil's advocate here.
It was basically running over the sign, trying to get both sides of it to mow the area underneath it, when he could have just picked it up and then boom.
But maybe he's a company man, and company policy is you do not move anything in the.
Maybe
in
he's the, a lazy know. Teenager. He's on a zero turn, mowing a strip of grass that's 3 feet wide.
Just looking out for the little fella. He's out there, right? He's out there working, right? That's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
That might be the oldest guy you've ever sounded, Tropical.
Yeah.
I say, at least he's out there working. He's going, yeah.
You're starting to turn into these punk kids, and I feel like Walter. But I mean, he's doing all of this level of effort and like basically mangling, because it's on the little metal stob, so when you go across, like, you're bending the sign, so it's all like,
yeah,
you'd have done a lot less damage just to whoop, mow the spot and then put it back down. But with like a 60 inch zero turn on a 3 foot section of grass, yeah, it's not. The last one, these birds that pull into the daycare, or the not daycare, the summer camp, it's at Owen's school. But you have to go around the back to bring them in and sign them out every day. And some of these birds pull in like on two wheels in an exit, like, and then look at you because you did the entrance. Like, it's got clearly, you know, exit only, entrance ahead. You go through the parking lot like that, and then that exit, because you can turn right or left from it. It has lanes for right or left turning. And they pull in on two wheels and then look at you like you're the idiot when you're obeying the rules of the road. Because I thought one day, I was like, hey, you know, wait, I could pull in this way. Nope, that says exit only. Go to the entrance.
Right.
Pull around. Follow the rule.
Well, did you follow the rules, Tropical?
Yeah. I mean, why don't we just park wherever we want? You know, it can be in four different spots, you know? No, we park in a spot. You follow the rules.
There's one spot. You park in the spot, right?
They put lines on it for you.
Right. Yeah. It's not hard to do. It's not hard to do. Man, that's sad.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's kind of a timid line there, Tropical.
Is
Man,
it?
You're mad at, yeah, you're mad at children.
So much, because I wanted to. A bird that can't drive, a bird that doesn't wear appropriate safety helmets, and use the back lane and.
Yeah, okay, well, Tropical, let me tell you something right away. It's just right off the bat here. And it's been a while, right? It's been about a month since I've been able to kick somebody off the lawn. I'm going to go back about a month because it was like 48 degrees here in Minnesota, like 48 degrees, and it was cloudy and a little bit of rain. Not like raining, but, you know, it's kind of almost like a mist type of a rain happening through. And what do I hear outside, Tropical, driving down my street? The Moe effing ice cream truck. Now, Tropical, I'm just going to tell you this, man. 48 degrees, cloudy, and a little bit of rain is not ice cream truck weather, right? And I shouldn't have to explain that to the ice cream truck, right, Tropical? Ice cream weather is like 75 plus and sunny, right? That is ice cream truck weather. You're not moving a lot of product on a 48 degree day when it's rainy. Get off my lawn, right? Don't bring your ice cream truck to my lawn when it's, you know what, you can 75 plus and sunny, come on over, right? Love for you to stop by. You got those blue bunny cups? Right. Who the F am I kidding? You know, the last time I had a blue bunny cup was Tropical.
I've been a minute.
Yeah, I was going to say, ice cream in general. Golly. So, okay, so ice cream trucks generally aren't welcome to my lawn, but they're welcome to the neighborhood, to other lawns of people that might enjoy an ice cream truck, right? So that's one Tropico. That can get off my lawn. Went a little bit of a little mini vacation, a little dude's weekend like we do every year. Went up to buddy's land, buddy's cabin, and we stopped by a brewery that we always stop by. Love the brewery. And I've always had pretty much fantastic experiences at this brewery. Now, there's a group of guys, I think there were six or seven of us, at the brewery. We're all getting a beer, right? This bird is nice to everybody in our group. But me, for some reason, Tropical, and I still... No, absolutely, piss off. She's taking orders, right? And it's like, you know, Tim, what do you have? And Tim's looking, he goes, I think I'll try this. And you know, what do you have? And like, she's collecting cards, right? So, and she's collects cards for the tab, and then she knows everybody's name and all that. And she gets to me and she's like, Kevin, what do you want? And I was like, I was thinking about, and then I paused because I was going to ask her a question. And she goes, Kevin, hurry up. Excuse me, lady? You were just a sweet little bitch to everybody else, but now I step up? I haven't even said anything to you yet, and I'm an asshole? No, unacceptable. You are wrong, lady. And I started, and I said, you know what? If there's somebody else that you need to tend to, go right ahead. I'll be right here. Come back to me. I'm in no rush. And she did. She walked away. She comes back to me. She goes, you figure out what you want? As a matter of fact, it did. All right. So I got my, and there I have it. It's like the 5-year anniversary of this brewery. And we stop there once a year. And they had like these collector, they look like kegs, but they're actually like the growler kind of a gimmick, right? But they're insulated. It's a pretty cool little thing. And I asked her, I said, how much are those? And she goes, 40 and 50 to fill. I said, okay, so $90. She goes, no. And she goes, 40 and 50 to fill. And I said, yeah, not bad, $90. I said, I'm going to get one. And she goes, no, 40 and 50 to fill. And I said, you've said the same thing to me numerous times. We might need to rephrase it because I think we're miscommunicating here. And she picks up the thing. She goes, this is 40. And I said, yeah, huh? And she goes, and if I put into it, it's 50. I said, you might want to rephrase the way that you, because Tropical, are you with me on this? If I said this is $40 and 50 to fill, you automatically, the math goes, okay, if I just buy this, it, oh, piss off. No way. You're
yeah.
No way. Eat a shit. Eat a shit. No, you didn't.
So,
No.
I know you're not as cultured in going to some of these places, but that's one of the things. Tropical,
no, right. I'm going to cut you off right now. Cultured and going places in a small town of population, maybe 500 in northern Minnesota. No, Tropical. Come on, stay with me. But even still, if I'm not understanding, how wouldn't you just rephrase it just nicely? Like, no. If you wanted just this, it'll be $40.
Yeah.
But we will fill it.
It is $50.
Right. Simple. Right. And like, she doesn't need to get mad at me. I was going to buy it for $90. Right. So
you should have charged you $90.
What a dick. Right. What a dick. So I go to get my next beer, and she comes up to me and she goes, Kevin, what do you want? I was like, I'm just getting another effing beer. That's all. I'm like, why are you? And I didn't say this to her, but in my head, I'm like, why are you being such an otherworldly bitch to me right now? I don't understand this. And I looked at her and I said, you're a little bit spicy, aren't you? And I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just like, at this point, I'm calling her out on being just a dick. Right?
Yeah.
And she was a dick to not to everybody, just to me. If it was everybody, I'd be fine. It was just to me. So I got my next.
Like you haven't been treated like by a bartender that way. I've seen Ree make your drinks. You kicking Ree off the lawn? Is that what?
No,
I'm hearing?
I would never kick her off the lawn, and I don't think she was being just to me. I think it was the fact of the drink that I enjoy that she didn't want to make. I think that was the issue there. Anyways, I get back and like the rest. At this point, the rest of the guys are like, "Why is she such a dick to you?" Like everybody in our group was like, and I was like, "I know," and I'm trying to be such a sweetheart. I don't get this at all, right? So. A Tropical, I'm, again, always going to be nice, always going to be respectful. We're about to leave, and I open the door for everybody in my group because I'm going to be the last one out. And J-Bo kind of puts his arm on my shoulder. He goes, "Don't do it, buddy." And I said, "I'm the last one out. Don't worry about it." He goes, "Buddy." And he walked out. And I waited until she looked at me, and I said, "And a mighty fine day to you." You know what else pisses me off about that Tropical? Well, I tipped her, right? I'm always going to tip well. And I probably shouldn't have tipped her well because she was a dick to me. But I'm still going to tip her well. She's in the service industry, and I understand that.
You tip at Stingrays, so yeah, you tip.
Yeah, it's a great point. I tipped at Stingrays, which, you know, they basically shit in a basket and hand it to you. So I sat down, and my actual ticket was for two beers. I got two beers in that little to-go gimmick, right? I threw her $20. $20 cash. She didn't even say thank you. She just, I subbed it down. I said, "This is for you. Thank you very much." She just grabbed it and threw it in the tip jar. Not a thank you. Not a nod. Not a nothing. So at that point, I'm like, boy, I kind of want my $20 back. Yeah. So that was one. That was. I can't do that, man. I can't. You got to be a little bit nicer, right? Just a little bit, especially when you're nice to everybody else. And Jabe, like everybody else, is like, why is it? It's like I'm not doing anything mean. Like I'm quite personable. She just hated me. I told my wife that story, and she goes, "Oh, maybe she just thought you were a giant D-bag." I'm like, "Thanks, wife. That's helpful."
I'm just saying this. Did you not remember her from something in the past? That
oh yeah,
I mean,
I don't think so. Now this one, Tropical, this one just blows my mind away. We were at a big box and we're checking out, right? And I for the most part, I kind of like going to the. I like going to the cashiers, depending on, you know, the amount of BS that we're buying, but I like Quest protein chips, right? I buy the bag that's like single serve bags in there, right? So you get four bags, whatever it is. They're delicious.
Yeah.
Ladies ringing us up, and we don't like to take bags that, like, if we don't feel like it needs a bag, we don't use a bag. Those protein chips, they don't need to be bagged. They're fine. They're already in a bag. They're bagged in a bag, right? They're already double bagged. Let's not triple up on the protein chip bag. So Molly looks at her and she goes, "We will need a bag for those." And the lady stares right at her, like eye to eye, leans in and puts them in a bag, bags them. I bought four bags of Quest protein chips. And Molly's like, "Yeah, no, those don't need a bag." And she doesn't say a word, like a power play. Bags them and says, it was the most awkward, weird situation I've been at since "What's your favorite war?" Right? It's the weirdest situation I've been at a big box checking out since the one broad that asked me what needed to let me know what her favorite war was, right? Strange, just strange. And this wasn't even like, this was an old woman. This woman had to be in her 60s. Just leans in. Bag. No bag. Oh, yeah. And it was like, she was like, "No, these are getting fucking bagged. All right, don't tell me." Like, it was weird, man. Some switch broke in this woman for just four bags, right?
Is this the equivalent of the episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia? So they go to the zoo, and Charlie and Mac are trying to watch the meerkats, and Charlie just leans up on Mac and just starts, "Are you doing all that?"
It was so strange. It was so strange. And like, she rang up like three or four more items, right? And then she comes back to, "I didn't like the Pizza Quest protein chips." And I was like, "What? We're going back to the chips that we asked not to be bagged that you bagged? We're going to need to check out and get the hell out of here." Like,
this bird's about to burn this place to the ground.
Yeah, it was such a just a strange situation, man. I've never been power played that way. Especially like I'm asking you not to bag something. Just don't bag it. And the way that she leaned in and like it was uncomfortable, Tropical.
Yeah.
I've never felt uncomfortable like that before. It was uncomfortable. Oh man. So last one I'm going to slide. Well, I actually got two more. I noticed this the other day, Tropical. I'm going to kick a phrase off the lawn because I'm tired of it. And I caught myself saying it. You sound like a jackass. All right. I texted you. And I'm going to find the exact text because I think that's going to be important in our situation right now. Let's see here. Where did it go, Tropical? How deep, how this couldn't have been that long ago, Tropical, was it? Maybe it was a while ago. Oh, here it is. Found it. So, I texted you, Tropical, and the text reads simply this. Do you hear the phrase, funnier than hell? Now, the spelling is going to be important. Funnier, N, the letter N, hell, down there. It's like a mashed together funnier than hell, right?
Yeah.
And you said you hear it quite often. And I caught myself saying it. And I thought, boy. And this is what I said to you. I'm tired of this. I say it, and I caught myself thinking, gee damn, that sounds dumb. Might be off the lawn. Now, I just noticed this. I put if the lawn, which I know sometimes, you know, texting gets away from me, but I don't want to hear it anymore, Tropical. It's such a weird phrase and saying. Like people be like, ah, funnier than hell, smarter than hell,
madder than hell.
Like what? Why? Like I even you said something in hell, and I said, why aren't you smarter than hell? Like it's so dumb. What are we doing? Like the one that caught me was funnier than hell, and I'm going what? Like, let's just like I'm not a when it comes to religion, I'm a man without country. But let's just think about that phrase for a second. Funnier than hell, which would be a breakdown of funnier than hell, as if hell is the comedy jam. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Like, what are we saying right now? Because again, religion, I'm a man without country. But if it is there and it's what I believe it's supposed to be. There's no way it's funny, right? And we're funnier than hell. No, stop it. Stop it in hell, right? I'm not doing it anymore, Tropical. It's off the lawn. I don't get it. All right, and you calm down right now, MF or Ted, because I hear you out there driving, right? And I hear you. All right, I hear the wheels turning, right? The gears in hell are turning, right? And I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it, MF or Ted. You keep trucking, Big Daddy. But the funnier than hell, madder than hell, smarter than hell, dumber than hell, all of it in hell. Like, why, Tropical? Explain this one to me. Please, you need to explain this one to me, Tropical.
It's just a colloquialism around here. I found where I said when we were discussing the DDPs that I said, oh, the backlog freed up. Like, there's 20 DDPs, the ultimate edition here. And you said, if one hits clearance, snag me for it. And I said, I'll snatch it up quicker than hell.
Quicker than hell. <All right. laughs> I just don't get it, man. It's dumb. It's dumb. It's silly. I don't like it. And it can get off my lawn. All right. But the thing that sucks too is I'm going to have to catch myself from now on if I do say it, just kicking myself off the lawn. So, and I'll give you the perfect example, Tropical. I hate when people yell "Let's go," right? I hate it, right? To the point that if I am at home and we're heading to dinner, I can't look at my wife and for her to be like, "All right, I'm ready." I can't respond by saying, "All right, let's go." It's that I hate it that much. I can't even say it in those terms, right? If she's like, do you want to go to the movies? I can't respond by saying, "Let's go," because I want to punch myself in the nads. That's how much I hate it. And hell is getting to that territory. That's where we're at now, right, Tropical? It's over for in hell, right? It's over. I'm done. I'm tired of it. Last one, Tropical. Last one. You and Duke, and you guys did a mighty fine job. Great episode 129, I think you guys. Outstanding, right? You booked a Fig Line. And you booked a Fig Line with musicians, right? It was a musician Fig Line. You were doing a three-piece, right? You were doing a three-piece. And you started it. I mean, I think you guys did a fine job. And you talked about the different opportunities of people, you know, being toys and representation, all this thing. And none of you had one member a kiss? Kiss. You didn't have kiss in your Fig Line? Tropical. They have their own figures that kick ass. Why in the world, how do either one of you not take any member of Kiel's and put them on your Fig Line?
Because we prefaced it before, if there were already figs of them, and we mentioned it on the recording that, you know, if there's already like figs, we wanted to represent some people that wouldn't have a Fig Line.
I gotta believe there's a Bowie fig out there. All right, that's the first one that comes to mind. I have to believe that there's a Bowie out there somewhere.
I don't know.
You sons of bitches. And then MF for Ted, which I love. He submitted his Fig Line. And he's got no kiss. And he puts Robert Palmer? What, are we out of our mind right now? Robert Palmer? No. It's weird. It's just weird to me. You say you preface. Yeah, I don't care. Preface the inside of my butt, all right? Because that ain't, no. That ain't work for me, Tropical. With that, I didn't put much thought into this, Tropical, but I'm gonna throw you my three-piece, right? Les Claypool. He's in. He's number one pick, right? And with that super cool mic that he uses from that guy that died. I forget the band's name. What the hell is the band's name, Tropical?
That's it. I'm drawing a blank.
You know what I'm talking about, though, mic from that. Yeah, you get the special. Yeah. You can have the Whamola, right, as an accessory. It's going to be great. Absolutely fantastic. I'm going to go on probably Nigel from Spinal Tap, right? He's going to be on lead guitar. Drums is a tough one, Tropical. Drums is a real tough one because you got a lot of options. But for me, I'm going to put... You know, that's almost a cheat code because they already play together. I was going to go Stuart Copeland, but they already play together. So I'm basically just rearranging Oysterhead is all I'm doing. And I don't want to rearrange Oysterhead. All right. Fine. I'm going to do Peter Criss. Peter Criss on the drums, all right? Because you nutless wonders didn't want to put anybody from Kiel's in there. I'm going to put some Kiel's in there because you need to have Kiss, Tropical. You need to. You want something you don't get? I was going to say something horrible there, dropping out.
But I do.
What's the guy's name from Cowboy Mouth?
I'll have to look it up. It's not coming to me.
You know, because he's the lead singer as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who's on the drums. All right, so we got Les, we got Nigel, and we got Cowboy Mouth guy. That sounds pretty good to me. I have no idea. I can't. Fred LeBlanc?
LeBlanc.
Yeah, LeBlanc's a good name. Yeah, give me some LeBlanc. Put LeBlanc in there for me. So we got LeBlanc, Tough Nolan, Claypool. That actually sounds pretty good. Yeah, I like that.
It would be a fun time.
Yeah, yeah. So that's my Tropic Gale. You got a question? You want to get into a little question action?
Yeah, I realized the one that I had queued up. Oh, no, wait, we've already asked this one before.
Oh, you're in trouble now.
I don't keep my list as up to date. So I've got you one right here. Let me mark it on my list of questions. Are there, I just ask it, if it's a movie or TV show character that you associate with friends or family, who are they and why? I'll give you an example. My brother is Tackleberry from Police Academy.
Okay.
Because he can be a little bit over the top and, you know, bigger is better and a lot of things like that. That, you know, he's always just... Him and David Graff that played Tackleberry are two that, another one, my friend Daniel, that Owen is named after, is White Goodman from Dodgeball, Ben Stiller's character. The hair is feathered and lethal. it's just always in some of the things, like I feel like, you know, that's me grabbing the bull by the horns. You know, metaphor for how I'm running business. That actually did happen.
You know, it's funny, Tropical. I guess I've never really associated anybody with anybody from a, you know what I mean? Like, in my mind, I've never been like, that person is like this character. You know what I mean? That really hasn't crossed my mind too much. Because, like, you would think, like, my friends have known, I mean, I don't cycle through friends, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm your friend, we're going to be friends for a long time and just, you know, that's the way it's going to be. But I've never been like Duke, for example, known him over 30 years. I've been like, Duke is this person from this movie. You know what I mean? It's never. So I did have my oldest sister, and this is probably 20 years ago. My oldest sister once told me that I am Ethan. And this is when I was in my 20s. She told me I was, you know, movie Reality Bites.
Mm-hmm.
She told me that I was Ethan Hawke's character from Reality Bites. So that's interesting. I wonder where she said, because I wasn't afraid to say things that I thought. That was kind of where she was going with that. I said, okay, that's interesting. Got it. But that's like the only one that like somebody has told me. I've never like connected somebody else.
So I thought of one, just like some of the mannerisms and like the cadence. He's not Southern, but mm-hmm. Duke is like Wooderson from Dazed and Confused. Matthew McConaughey's character, like everything's just water off a duck's back kind of thing. Like,
yeah, all right. Yeah, that's not bad.
I've never heard Duke make a statement about like high school girls or anything like that. That Wooderson makes in that movie.
Not since we were in high school, Tropical. Not since we were in high school.
He's not 30-year-old wanting to take like 15 to 17.
Right. Yeah. No, he's not doing that. No.
That mentality of like everything's just, it is what it is, man. Like,
you know, yeah. Wow. Interesting. I got to think about that. Just because nothing even comes to mind. You know what I mean? Because I get like in my mind, like Tropical's Tropical. He's his own character, right?
Right.
J-Bo's J-Bo. He's his own character. Duke's Duke. And Double T's Double T. Tony's like everybody's. Everybody's playing their own character.
Yeah. In one of the first work fantasy football league, I felt like Kevin from the league.
I believe that.
The season that Ruxin wins, like I think it's season 2 or whatever at the end, yeah. And he loses it, like it hit the post. I lost in the semifinals of the playoffs that year by Justin Tucker missing a field goal. First one he missed all season. It felt the exact same way. I put this together every year.
Hey, man, I haven't won our league in years. years now, Tropical. I feel that way, man. I feel that way. I got a question for you, Tropical.
All right.
I'm gonna fire a loaded question right back at you. And I'm gonna tell you this. I thought about this while you were making your donut run. Right.
Yeah.
So I have not prepped my own answer. I've given this zero thought whatsoever. If you could live in any fictional setting, right, whether it be comic book, movie, TV show, neighborhood, planet, land, any of it, where would you live?
That is a good one. That is a really...
Yeah, and again, I didn't do any prep or any research or anything like that. I just the thought, because when you said, for whatever reason, when you said you were making a donut run, it kind of tickled me, because it's like, I didn't realize that people still made donut runs. And I was like, maybe it's a thing down there. Maybe in Huntsville, donut run's a thing. But I'm guessing it's just because I don't eat donuts, so I'm just not tapped into the donut culture of the people that make the donut runs. So I was like, I wonder where else they make donut runs. And then they kind of went down that, like, would I live in a place that made donut runs? And then I was like, I wonder if I could live anywhere, like science fiction or TV or whatever it is. Where would I be? I was like, I got one for Tropical. Tropical's got to answer that question for me.
Yeah, there's so many, like, cool different places that, you know, depending on your movie, TV show fandoms and things like that, everything is always glamorized. Like, you know, pirate's life sucked. Like,
yeah.
You know, scurvy's real. like medieval times were not, you know, all pristine and stuff like that. There's, right. I think, more of Monty Python and the Quest for the Holy Grail. The one that kind of drew me to it, just like the stuff that it did not happen because we passed that year, was the 2015 from Back to the Future.
Okay.
Hoverboards and flying cars and stuff like that. Yeah. I think that would be, you know, up there for me. Any of the Middle Ages, like, it'd probably be more futuristic, if I would have to imagine, that I would lean toward, just because I'm used to conveniences and things like that. Like, we do not do well when the power is out and the air conditioning's off down here. I'm just gonna hear you. It gets a little spicy real quick. Yeah. So yeah. I like that one, like that version of 2015, you know, old man Biff and all that stuff. You got a flying DeLorean. And,
yeah. I wondered if you go somewhere in the Back to the Future. Like, I thought that was going to be a possibility. And I don't think I would ever go backwards either, Tropical, because I don't think I do well with that type of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, without the modern day conveniences that we have now, I don't do great either, unfortunately. You know what I mean? So I think I'm going to pick one that's maybe a little bit out of there. I think I would live on the Orville.
Okay.
Because that's a giant ship, right? People live there. They work there too, I suppose, but they live on that ship, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's where I'm going to go. Cause, like, they have that thing that just synthesizes whatever you want to eat. You just click the button, kaboom, there you go. Easy peasy. Don't have to cook it. And it's from, like, any time period, right? Yeah. So you can be like, I want this from the, and then just makes it, right? You could go to your room on the Orville and you could say, hey, could you make me a PlayStation 1 with the original Lara Croft? Because that's what I want to play. And it would happen, right? It's weird, right, that they have that technology. So I would be in on that 100%. Another kind of a bonus, I guess, is Commander Grayson. Get to bump into her every now and again. She's going to be around. And then the injury gun that they have, it just kind of, they shoot you and you're healed. I'm in on that, right?
Yeah.
And then they, in on the Orville, you know what else they have? They have that room. It's like a virtual reality room, and it just shoots you right into whatever you want to do. Right, I could be the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. I wouldn't play quarterback though. I'd be the running back. I'd be the running back for the Green Bay Packers. Right, kaboom! Yeah. There I am.
Waitresses think you're a douche. You go to quarterback right off the bat.
I change it to running back. I'm a running back. So like, that would be awesome. Like, the Orville seems like the most kick-ass place to be, ever. Now, there are probably some drawbacks. But, like, I think that if I had a job on the Orville, like, what if I was just, like the kitchen hand on the Orville, right? Just an 8-hour shift, right? And then go back to, like, that's easy. That's good. I would take that for sure. Like, I don't think I'd want to be, like, one of the major players that has to go out and get in trouble, right? I don't want to be one of those guys. That's just, like, a background guy that gets to be on the Orville. And I think that would be the best.
Yeah, the NPCs, what is it? Free guy, the one with Ryan Reynolds, that movie. Yep. Yeah, be that guy.
Works for me, man. Works for me. I get all the amenities and none of the bullshit.
Yeah,
yeah, that's good. I like that. That's
the Back to the Future. The key would be though, like if you could have access to Doc Brown's vehicle, you could see anywhere you wanted to in the timeline.
Right. That's kind of a cheat code though, Tropical. You don't get to be
Doc Brown. Mess it up. That's the thing. Like that's
right. Yeah. Thing. Yeah.
That's what happens when Biff gets the almanac.
Gotta get that almanac, man. That's an important piece.
Put it in your safe. You don't have a safe. Keep it right. Buy a safe. Yeah.
That's a great line.
You make like a tree and get out of here.
Yeah. Fantastic. Absolutely wonderful. Man, good. Good. I like that. I like that. Double question. It's a double question, right? We're getting back in the flow of things here. So we're going to move on to, what do we got? Trophies, huh? Trophies. Yep. We're going to do Tropical. We're going to bring, trophies are going to be brought to you by J&J Figures because we decided this week we're going to skip the mission. Trophies are going to be brought to you by J&J Figures. Just check them out. It is across social media platforms at J&J Figures. Head up their website. It's jjfigures.com. Pre-order. Get the new stuff. It's coming in. They got their exclusives. Get your collector coins. Get on that mailing list, man. It's fantastic. Nobody does what they do. It's J&J Figures, jjfigures.com. Check them out. You're going to be happy that you did. They're collectors first. Buy with confidence. They ship with care. They'll take care of you. jjfigures.com. Tropical, you got some trophies. Trophies.
It was not the hot and heavy trophy week this week. I almost bought a couple of things, but I passed on it because we had to get a tree cut down. And I don't know if any of you guys have taken down a 50-foot tall tree in your backyard all the way down like to the stump grinding and everything, but it's she's a spicy meatball. So I've laid off. I bought some cards from Jackie at work that has all the old collectibles. He had some 1990 Fleer basketball cards. And the 92-93, I believe it's the Upper Deck Series 2 card that I bought two boxes unopened of them. I've opened the basketball cards. I got a couple of the Jordans. Like one of them is pristine. I'm probably going to send off because a graded 10 of that Jordan's like $750.
Nice. That's a good job.
I got two of them. One, unfortunately, was the first card in the pack, and the pack bled through on it. Like had a little bit of a stain. It's still a beautiful card, but got that. I haven't opened the baseball ones. Going to do that with my brother and my dad because we had a good time on Mother's Day opening card. I mentioned this one to Duke last time, but that Hogan is
that's awesome.
That's good stuff right there. Like that's a front runner for the discussion we have in January for me. But aside from that, me and OG went to the Lego store. Well, not the Lego store. It's called Bricks and Minifigs. It's secondhand Lego store.
Okay.
Aside from the cards and cutting the tree down, the one, I guess, figure that I got this time was the Lego Prince John from Robin Hood.
That is awesome.
I don't know what set it came from. Like,
That kicks ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that would be a hit.
Yes.
I just saw it and I was like, yep. You're not staying here.
That is amazing. Wow.
Like from sets, like different figures. And Owen's really gotten into Legos. Like most of his birthday presents were Legos this year. Mm-hmm. So he likes to go into that store and he calls them robots.
Okay.
And he calls it the robot store. So like he's like, well, Dad, can we go to the robot store? I'm like, no, we haven't been in a while. Let's go in there and take a look. Yeah. And he asked, he's like, can I have one, robot? I said, well, we'll see what you pick. And he ended up picking up one of the Mario, like they're bigger size things like that are animated. did not know that they did that. Like in the okay. set they've got out now, but like Mario, yeah. like, you got one of the Marios that like you turn it on and it'll talk. And when you kind of like take him and jump, like it'll make the noise like in the game.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
So, but yeah, I got Prince John. They had Robin Hood there. If I go back, I'll probably snatch Robin Hood, but yeah, the Prince John, I was like, I'm not running the risk of that one getting taken up. Like that one's coming home.
That is awesome, that is, man. I really like that. That looks, it's just a cool look. You know what I mean? It's a cool look. And that's a fun movie too. It's a fun movie. I thought I was thicker on the trophies than I actually am. And I think the reason is because Tropicale, the stacks have returned.
Oops.
Yep. You know, the stacks that we always try and avoid, and I was doing really good for, I've been doing really good for like a year not having stacks.
I don't understand what he's talking about.
I got stacks. She knows I got stacks, man. It's unfortunate. Like, and I was doing really good for like a year, but I can see right now I got like, it's like three or four sets of legends over there that are now stacks, unfortunately.
Did I have a...
So yeah, I saw you had texted me. That's a crush, Tropicale. I got to double check because I think I might have ordered one of those from the Jays. I think have a crush here from the Jays, and I actually do have Axe of Smash. That was part of the stacks, Tropicale. I'm gonna have to double check though because I think I got Demolition and I got Crush, separate Jay orders. I do have to check. I got the Superstars, Iron Sheik, and Zeus, man. That Coco Beware, man. I got that Coco Beware. That, you talk about a little Fig of the Year candidate we have. That Coco Beware is outstanding, man. That will knock your dick in the dirt, man. It's fantastic. Love that fig. I picked up a Lobo. I've always been a Lobo fan, so that one came across. It was on clearance, and I was like, you know what? And I looked at Molly. It was like, it's one of those McFarlane ones that's usually like $30. And I looked at Molly. I was like, I'm not gonna start collecting DC stuff. Like, don't worry, because all my good DC stuff is in bins, tucked away, or it's on display. I said, I'm not gonna go start going down the DC thing again. But whenever I see Lobo stuff, I got a soft spot, and this one's on clearance for $10. Just be cool about this, all right? So, and she was cool. So I got that. Got myself a new helmet, Tropicale, for my hog. Right? Yeah. I've been riding my hog to work. She's a badass, Tropicale. So I got myself a new helmet. It's kick ass. It looks like futuristic.
He got like a gold version of the scooter from Dumb and Dumber? That's his hog.
No. Oh man, so like I said, driving that hog is pretty badass, man. I'll tell you that right now. It's smooth, it's nice. I might go for a little jaunt tomorrow too. We'll see how she goes. And like I said, I just, the stacks right now, I'm at a point where I have to do one of those office days again. What I mean, I have to do another office day and organize and rearrange. And I know that one section is going to be moved into a different section, so this section could be changed into the, you know what I mean? Like, you have those days where you just kind of stand there and look around. Okay, I know what I have to do now. Things need to change and move and all that kind of stuff. I'm putting it off for a little bit. No, it's gonna happen one of these days. What was the other thing, Tropicale? Helmet for my hog.
You traded in your gold rims the last time we spoke.
Yeah, man. I haven't talked about that on the show.
I don't think so. Me and Duke talked about it.
Get the hell out of town. All right. Well, Tropicale, I am a truck guy now. I got a truck.
With air quotes.
Don't put bunny ears on it. It's a truck, man. It's a truck. It kicks ass. I will drive right through your butt with this son of a bitch, man. I'll tell you that right now. I'll drive right through it. Right? Right through it. You can't stop me. I'm just straight line right through you. So Tropicale, this is, there's a handful of vehicles. And when I say a handful, I mean two. I'm not a car guy. You know that, right? I'm just not. But there was two vehicles. I've always said if the opportunity struck and the price was right and I was able to acquire one of these two vehicles, I would be pumped, right? Absolutely ecstatic. So, my Subaru, Tropicale, she's no more. I got rid of my Subaru. Because I now have
a Jeep Gladiator truck. It's so awesome, Tropical. It's so awesome. No, it's you put the bunny ears on it again, man. I got to drive it right through your butt. So have you ever been one of these trucks, Tropical?
Yeah.
They're super comfortable, man. They're super comfortable. I love it. I absolutely love it. So it was funny because I was talking to Duke about it, and I told Duke, I was like, yeah, man, I got myself a truck. And he kind of looked at me and goes, what do you need that for, dude? Which is a fair question, right? Because he knows. And I said, no, man, I'm already doing truck guy stuff, right? Already doing truck guy stuff. That was last Saturday morning. I said, I already did, right, what truck guys do on Saturday morning with their truck. He goes, what'd you do? I said, went to Menards. He goes, oh, that sounds like a truck guy thing. I said, it is a truck guy thing. He goes, what'd you get? I said, well, I got sand. I got quickcrete. I got and some other thing that came in a bag. I forget what it was. Maybe like a gravel type thing. I don't know. It's like rocks or something. And I said, but it all went in the back of the truck. And he goes, well, yeah, that sounds like a truck guy thing. I said, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm a truck guy, right? I'm a truck guy, Tropical. Put stuff in the truck. What do you think of that?
Okay, truck guy. It's fine.
You son of a bitch, man. And I can, you know what's cool about this truck is I can take like the top off. Right? And I can go topless in the truck, right? No top truck. Kick ass. Absolute kick ass. Yeah.
Dude, I do really like the color. I've never been a fan of Gladiators. Personal preference. I do like the color you went with, though. That it looks sharp.
It's the Sarge Green, they call it. Yeah. Yeah, and I was talking to my barber about it, because my barber's a Jeep guy, and he's got a Wrangler. So we were talking about, I told him, I said, yeah, I got rid of the Subaru, picked up a Jeep. And he goes, oh, what'd you get? And I said, Gladiator. And he goes, nice. And you could tell he was pumped, right? He's like, nice. And I said, yeah. I said, I got it in Sarge Green. He goes, no way. And I said, yeah. He said, they only do that so many years. And they only get rid of so many of them that are in that color. He's like, he wanted his Wrangler to be Sarge Green. He goes, but that was a year that they didn't make it in that color. I was like, well, that's interesting, man. So, yeah, they got like a cool, got a super cool Jeep, Tropical. So don't put your bunny ears on anymore. All right?
You call it a Jeep. That's fine.
It's a truck. It's a truck. Truck. Yeah, I got to get some things for it, though. I got to get the bar that you stand on to get in. That's a thing. All right. Listen, son of a bitch. All right. I see the face that you're making. And you have one of those on your truck.
Yeah, because my wife cannot get in the vehicle.
I can get in the vehicle. I can do it.
Yeah, you use the step. I know. I was there.
My Jeep doesn't have a step, man.
I know, but I'm saying, like, my wife, whenever I was buying that truck, because it was lifted, like it was a four-wheel drive and lifted 2 inches with that particular, like, the package that's on this vehicle. And she's like, okay. Yeah, you need to get steps on this. That's my one requirement. Because she's like, I'm wearing, I think when we traded for it, she probably had on like jeans and tennis shoes. So I can get up in it now, but if I'm ever wearing something like a dress with, you know, dress shoes, heels, or anything that might be slick, it could become precarious. So yeah, just go ahead before we left the dealership, had them put the steps on it. It's,
okay. Well, my truck kicks ass.
Three, you know, same height as Kevin. So
wait a sec. I think I'm taller than your wife. I think I'm taller than your wife. I don't know.
Yeah, you are.
I don't remember.
Not much.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah. But, like, the steps on the Jeep, like Molly was telling me, she's like, it's kind of cool because they're like Legos. You can just keep on buying things to modify your Jeep. And I was like, well, that's cool. I would like to do that. So, yeah, I haven't bought those yet, but I'm going to need to get those. Yeah.
You need some, like, in all seriousness, that looked like it just had on the standard basic tires. Get you some good all-terrain for your winter weather riding. Like, you don't have to get the big honking thing. But, you know,
maybe I do.
Maybe you do.
Right, yeah. Well,
but that would be the thing that I would look at on yours. Like, just seeing it, I was like, yeah, those are the standard tires on it, which will drive fine. But you might want to look into some like good quality all-terrain for your winters.
Yeah.
You're not going to ride a car in winter.
No.
Like Harry and Lloyd, like you and J-Bo riding anywhere. Just go, man.
Fantastic, man. That's a good haul of trophies, man. That's a good haul, man. I like that. And I got a trophy coming up this weekend. A week from today. Yeah, it's time to get, it's time to see KT again. So keep your eye out for that, man. So,
but so I need to get the drawing complete, but finish it.
I think so, Tropical. I think so. All right. Yeah, the listeners will find out about that next episode. Anything else you want to touch on before we wrap it up, my man?
You touch on things that could be inappropriate, but we'll plug this over. You can find us on Twitter at TotsPod. Find the channel page at GBW Pod. Our sister show, the Year of Duke and Rogue podcast, at Year of Pod. I'm blanking what the next episode is that will drop on Year of
SummerSlam.
SummerSlam. I was like,
yeah, we just did Fully Loaded, and SummerSlam's up next.
Fully Loaded. But that'll be next. We got the baseball podcast, the Bunt Force Pod. I have followed more baseball and got invested, I guess, a little more again. And every time, like, I don't like this, that when the team loses, I'm like, what are you guys doing? But the Braves have a really good team this year. And
yeah,
so every time they lose, like, they've lost some stinkers. Like, what is happening? Like, how do you get beat that bad by the Red Sox? Anyway.
Hey, you remember when the Twins were in first place and I said, just wait for the ass to fall off?
Yeah, it fell off.
The ass is gone.
it fell. It fell real hard. The team we thought they would be competing with for last place is, you know, playing quite well. The pale posters from the Windy City. But anyway, Bunt Force Podcast. Find it on Twitter, on Instagram. We've got GBW Pods on Instagram, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast on Facebook, ProWrestlingTees.com/GorillaBrain for our first four designs. I'm working with a company to get us some more merch, some stickers. I've got a quote in. I've got to ask them about a quote, but we've actually got them designs. They can't do the original because they won't print profanity, even if it's edited profanity. So we're getting a different Tot sticker out there, but it'll be a fun time.
Okay.
It's going to be a fun sticker. I'm very excited about it because they do a lot of color. They're like, yeah, we can't print that one. We could take that word off and just make it say too old for this. And I was like, not fully there, but all right. I've got to discuss with them on a couple of numbers there, like just with the quote, just to verify some things. But hopefully have some stickers, have our first, well, we'll have a new batch of Gorilla Brain stickers, the first batch of Year of Duke and Rogue and Bunt Force Podcast stickers. So when I do get all that situated and they come in, we're going to let you guys know and mail out some stickers to people that, yeah. And of course, I got to send them to Duke, you know, the Year of Duke and Rogue. They can put them everywhere he goes around the country.
Yeah. That mother effer's everywhere. Ted should be slamming them in the truck stop bathrooms.
We're going to move on. We want to give to Big Daddy Ted, Manny, you guys. We're going to move on. Kevin dreaming about Ted in a truck stop bathroom. This is.
Did you say dreaming? This is you be slapping him.
Yeah. You hoping Ted is sea bass? Is he going to become sea bass now?
No.
But again, Ted, Manny, the Jays, appreciate you guys. Johnny C, Dougie Nunya, like all the people that make the collecting community great. Dan from Flashback Jersey, man, he finds gold. Like, I'm just gonna say that, and then give a shout out to Kayfabe Toys. Got some things in the works. I'm gonna be moving a lot of figures. Travis's collection kind of hurt my big collecting desires. So I'm going to thin down the herd. I'm not getting rid of everything, but it's like, I'm going to thin down some. And those that aren't quite speaking to me anymore, they get to move on to a new happy place. So, but yeah, that's all I got.
Gotcha. I just want to throw out, you know, Ted, Manny, all you guys, you know, to double down on what Tropical said. That's from both of us, actually. Let's make it simple. That's from both of us.
Ditto.
Yeah. The Shining Wizards, catch us live every Monday night at 6 Central, 7 Eastern, and then a different time in a different part of the world, and then another different time if you're in Australia, I think. It's hard to say for sure. Live, like I say, every Monday night. That's myself, HK, along with my brother Brundlefly, Double T, and my main man, Tony. Yeah, that's all I got. Oh, Apron Bump, man. Apron Bump. Doing great stuff over there. I do want to say he did message me. And Tropical, this is how disconnected I've come from social media. He messaged me like a month and a half ago. I had no idea. And then I opened up the Twitter. And I saw that. And I'll, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to slide this in real quick, Tropical. Real quick. Like, so he messaged me. Boy. May 1st. Asked me if I was going to SummerSlam. And then May 23rd, he responded to the message he sent me because I didn't know he messaged me yet. And he said, I guess I'll go fuck myself. And I didn't respond to that. And then he responded to his own message again later on. And he said, just asking because the wife and I are considering going. Almost a full month. I had no idea, Tropical. Wait, January, March, April, May. Yeah, May. So, yeah. Beginning of last month. Yikers. Yikers, man. So,
yeah, that's on me. It'll be 1 month when this drops. So,
yeah. So that's a little loopsy doodle. That's what that is. But Apron Bump, you haven't checked him out. Handjob Kyle does some awesome stuff. Really fun follow on Twitter. He's one of the reasons to actually keep social media is to see what he's pushing out because he makes some really cool videos, some funny stuff he does. So, and with that, Tropical, that's all I got, man. We'll call an end to this one. Off the lawn with Tropical's political friends. People that do power plays, the bag line, all that kind of stuff. Just off the line. We're not dealing with that anymore. All right. This episode's over, Tropical. I was thinking about doing an NHL thing, but I decided not to. Right? I decided not to. I went away from the
NHL. Dunner in hell. All right.
No, Tropical. No. Not Dunner in hell. With that, everybody, be good to one another. Support one another. Take care of one another. Thank you very much, everyone.